Lac La Biche. It seems there won't be a candidate debate in the Lac La Biche area before the May 29 provincial election. Earlier in the week, Lac La Biche and District Chamber of Commerce representatives cancelled their plans to host a forum. The event had been scheduled for the night of May 18. An email was sent out to chamber members on May 2, announcing the event that was to begin with a $10 a plate taco bar hosted by chamber board members. The Mexican-style meal was to be followed by a question-and-answer session with the three candidates running in the Fort McMurray, Lac La Biche constituency. On May 16, however, another email was sent out by chamber officials cancelling the event. The 2 weeks between the two emails were challenging, leading to the plans crumbling like a hard-shell taco, says Lac La Biche and District Chamber of Commerce President Dave Phillips. There were a lot of limitations regarding the forum, he said, frustrated that the event couldn't go ahead, but confident that organizers tried every possibility to make it happen. The May 18th date, despite being one day before the start of May long weekend, was one of only available dates for the Bold Center Community Room. We couldn't go the week before the election as the community hall was in use as a polling station, so we had to go a week back, said Phillips, knowing that the eve of a long weekend was likely not the best of days, but it was really all they had. Adding to the list of obstacles, planning for the event started a full 2 weeks before the election's Alberta deadline for candidate registrations, so chamber officials didn't know who would be on the invite list until May 11. By the time the three candidates had been confirmed, incumbent UCP MLA Brian Jean, independent candidate Kevin Johnston and NDP candidate Kaylin Hobbs, it was a scramble to contact them all. We did get Brian Jean to commit, but the NDP guy refused to come and the independent guy from here was a bit slow in replying, he said. At the same time, Phillips learned that the May 18th date was also a busy one in the community, with the municipality hosting a summer kickoff event for the new Lac La Biche Region tourism brand, and the Lac La Biche RCMP hosting a community barbecue. Both events were offering free food and fun activities. And there was more. Then we heard the only televised debate between NDP leader Rachel Notley and UCP leader Danielle Smith was happening at the same time. No free food, but free entertainment, he said, joking that the only good news about the steadily busy night was that at least the Oilers weren't having a playoff game as well. In the end, there were too many factors against the event. The chance of pulling it off successfully were zero, he said. Despite the lack of a local forum, Phillips encourages community members to examine the candidates for the constituency and try to contact them with any questions, concerns or suggestions. The chamber president says the local economy and community growth depends on the right leadership. Where to vote Lac La Biche and Plamondon? Voting information for the Fort McMurray Lac La Biche constituency can be found through the local elections offices in Fort McMurray and Lac La Biche. The Lac La Biche Elections Office can be found at 10263rd Street and 101 Avenue, or by phone, toll-free at 1-833-483-2805. The office is open on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Advance voting stations will be at the Bold Center from May 23 to 27. Advance polls will be open each of those days from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Polls on Election Day will be open in Lac La Biche's Bold Center from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Voting will also take place in Plamondon at the Festival Center from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m.